You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 19, Where the Wild Roses Grow by Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today, we're taking a look at Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue's Where the Wild Roses Grow, a morbid and disturbing tale of obsession, love, and murder. We'll talk about the lyrics to the strange duet in just a moment, but first, here's a little background on Nick Cave. Singer-songwriter Nick Cave started out in a Melbourne-based post-punk group called The Birthday Party in 1977. The bleak and noisy music served as a perfect backdrop for Cave's disturbing lyrics about religion, violence, and perversity. As the band grew more and more successful, Cave's lyrics got darker, and in 1983, following several months in Germany collaborating with artists like Lydia Lunch, the band disbanded. After the breakup of The Birthday Party, Nick Cave went solo and formed a backing band called The Bad Seeds, featuring Mick Harvey, another former member of The Birthday Party, Barry Adamson of Magazine, and Blixa Bargeld from German group Einstürzen Neubauten. Showing influences from singer, songwriter, and poet Leonard Cohen, Cave's lyrics continued in the same vein of love, violence, religion, and death. After over a dozen years and nine albums, starting with 1984's From Her to Eternity, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds released Murder Ballads in 1996, a collection of original songs and covers that all had a central theme of murder. The songs on the album range from gruesome stories of serial killers to a bizarrely funny epic of one man's slaughter of an entire bar. The album also contains Nick Cave's biggest mainstream hit, Where the Wild Roses Grow, a duet with Australian pop star Kylie Minogue. Nick Cave had an obsession of sorts with Minogue and composed several songs with the intent of sending them to her for consideration, but it wasn't until Wild Roses that Cave sent anything to her. Minogue accepted and met Cave for the first time in early 1995, on the day they recorded this song.
They call me the Wild Rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me it, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day.
From the first day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled. Her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand, he wiped out the tears that ran down my face.
The song starts with the chorus, introducing Eliza Day, the victim in the song, perhaps singing from the afterlife. The song then goes back and forth over the course of 3 days, with narration given by the two singers. Nick Cave's character, obsessed with Eliza's red lips and beauty, and Eliza's innocence and trust in meeting the first and only man she'd be with. The song has a definite older folktale feel, but there's nothing in the lyrics that would suggest that. It could take place in any time period.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She's more beautiful than any woman I've seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow? So sweet and scarlet and free.
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. If I show you the roses, will you follow? They call me.
The second day arrives, and from the lyrics, we can assume that Eliza gives herself to him. This song was truly a departure from anything that Kylie Minogue had released up to that point. During the recording of the track, Nick Cave persuaded her to use her acting skills while she sang.
On the third day he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as a thief, and I kissed her goodbye. Said all beauty must die. And I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
In the third and final verses of the song, Eliza Day is led to the banks of the river and killed by a blow to the head with a rock. The killer says all beauty must die, which Eliza only hears as a muttered word, kills her, and then places a rose between her teeth. Nick has said in interviews that Where the Wild Roses Grow is a metaphor for how he felt about Kylie Minogue, and he describes the making of the video for the song as close to a religious experience. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.